This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Nickleby's podcast called Cowboy Hats. Nickleby, you shouldn't tease us like that. You start out with a podcast and says, and you say, let's talk about sex. I go, all right, my favorite subject. And then you say, oh, wait, I don't want to talk about sex. I want to talk about gender ID. Man, what a letdown. gender ID online. Man, that is a tough one. Because I've got to admit, when I first started relating with you online, it was in the writer's forum, and I honestly thought you were a guy. And I'm going to get so slammed for saying this, but you are very intelligent. You are very articulate. I pictured you as kind of a balding, gray-haired professor sitting behind a desk with a stack of books. And the only reason I did that is because of your intelligence. And I realize, you know, that's something screwy in me that saw that, that pictured you as a guy based on your intelligence. That's something, I don't know, that's something I have to deal with, because that's obviously a problem in my life, that I would look at articulate, or something, you know, articulate, intelligent person and think of them automatically as being a male. That's just, I don't know. How did I do that? Anyway, you know, and you said, brains don't have a gender. I'm sorry, my dear, but brains do have a gender. I have never gotten up in the morning wanting to put on a bra and pair of panties. Now, I've woken up in the morning wearing a bra and a pair of panties, but that's because the girl I was living with at the time, you know, she was kind of strange. And, you know, me being the left-leaning, pinko, hippie, long hair, and I just thought, hey, you know, what up? It's just, you know, but still, as far as my gender, nope. I've never been confused with being a female. Maybe it's because of my name is Mr. Whoopi. You know, Mr. seems to straighten things out. I've been confused with being a black man in Mississippi, but boy, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. Now, the other night when I posted on the thread after you won the writing competition, congratulations, by the way, you are a most excellent writer. You really are. And I said you were the king of the hill and we were all going to have to be shooting for you for the next competition. And somebody came back and said you were the queen of the hill. And I was just playing when I said she's the queen, you know, well, queen of the hill. I didn't know Nickleby was gay. And that whole thread, I just thought it would be funny. I thought it would be hilarious. Even though I knew you were female and you have a very feminine, very lovely voice. And I'm sorry if I offended you. That was not my intention at all. You're a very intelligent person. I mean, I have enjoyed your presence on the board. The only reason I mistook you for male to begin with was some sort of prejudice within myself that I've got to find and overcome. I don't know. Still, my dear, I love your being on the board. In the next writing competition, I am going to kick your lovely young female ass. I'm looking forward to it. I'm putting my writer's gloves on, coming out swinging. Until then, I look forward to it. I look forward to your posts. I look forward to your podcasts. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi signing out.